The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. Horrible train accident yesterday in the state of Washington. Several people died. It was pretty graphic. It was the first run for Amtrak on that line. This was their first run. It was going to be a new regular commuter rail run by Amtrak. First one they tested. One local mayor even said, yeah, this is not going to be good. This is dangerous, which people say that a lot. But it turns out on the inaugural run, and there were going to be up to 6 or 8 of these a day, it crashes, goes off the track. Now they're saying that it was traveling at speeds of 80 miles an hour. It was regulated at 30. Through that particular stretch, they said it was safe to go 30. It was going almost triple that. And it crashes, several people dead, dozens other injured. Run by Amtrak. Well, I think it's important to note that because Amtrak has been a money pit, number one. It's a government entity at this point. In fact, it's worse than a government entity. It's a quasi-government entity, which means you get all the problems of something run by the government, but you don't get the benefits because there can be some benefits of something run by government. I mean, you got all the problems with welfare, for example. But you can get money out of welfare at times. You can get some of that. You do get some of the benefits. It's possible you can. But when it comes to one of these quasi-government agencies like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you get all of the problems, but you don't get any of the profits or rewards. It's important to note this as well because we have this ongoing discussion over rail travel in America, and we need to build high-speed rail. I love the idea of high-speed rail because I don't particularly like to fly. Not afraid, but I don't enjoy the process. You're held captive. You got to get to the airport so early. You sit around. You have to deal with those bastards at TSA. All of this nonsense. I'm like, hey, if rail travel was relatively inexpensive, in fact, if it was comparable priced, and it was only a little bit slower than air travel, I'd already be on it. But the fact is, it's much travel. So the idea of high-speed rail, I love. I love it. But I don't want 180 miles an hour. I don't want 250. I want 500. Well, I mean, you got some of the bullet trains in that go 350, something like this. They're always working on upping the speeds. So that would be great. And most of those are relatively safe. But when it comes to rail travel in America, specifically high-speed rail, it's not going to be high speed. Nowhere near the world standards of high speed. They talk about 140, 180 miles an hour, maybe 200 miles an hour for high speed rail in America. Well, right now, most like Amtrak, if you take Amtrak, most passenger trains at its top rate, because it slows down when it goes through cities as mandated, because if there's an accident, they want fewer people to be injured. And they usually don't travel through those cities at night or certain cities because they don't want to wake the residents who knowingly bought a house next to the railroad tracks. The top speeds they generally reach is 80 to 100 miles an hour. That's it. That's the top speed. In the 1940s and 50s, American rail traveled at top speeds for passengers at about 140. It's gotten slower. It's gotten slower because of government rules and regulations and people saying don't travel through these towns at night and don't do this and don't do that. And it's very expensive to build new tracks, because you have to get, it's not the track. It's not the metal and the wood, the spikes. It's none of that. The man hours to put it in, nothing. The expense is in the land and the rights of way. That's it. In fact, try to have a rail line moved. Try to, seriously, if you have a town and you're like, you know what, this old rail line, whatever, trying to have that removed or altered at all requires an act of God. It is built into American law and rules and regulation at its foundation. It goes back as far as you can go. Everything in a city that has rails, the lines through it, is run around it. Oh my gosh, the rules and regulations. It's worse than trying to move a cemetery. Try to move a cemetery. You know what? We've got sprawl here. We've got this cemetery. There's only 17 graves in it. It's a postage stamp, and it's in the middle of this town, and we could use this land for redevelopment, whatever. We're trying to move it outside of town a little bit. No, forget it. You can't do it. And rail? Impossible. So when Amtrak travels, they travel on tracks that have freight as a priority on top of it, which makes it even slower. It's a debacle. Rail travel in America is really broken. And to say you simply want high-speed rail and you're going to build on what already exists, no, can't do it. And it would be near impossible to get all the rights of way for all of the new tracks. It's just, it's not going to happen. So Donald Trump yesterday tweets out about the train derailment, the train crash, and mentioned the people had died. And then used it as an opportunity to promote the idea of infrastructure spending. He's wanted an infrastructure package. He's wanted the government, the Congress, to allocate a bunch of money to infrastructure. And he used this as a justification, basically saying, hey, you know, what do you expect when our bridges and roads are crumbling? We don't have the infrastructure. I'm working on an infrastructure package. It's coming soon. You know, real positive about that. And the left melted down. They love infrastructure spending. Why would they melt down? Do you know what the concern was? He mentioned that within 12, 16 hours of the death of three people and the others being, you know, dozens being injured. He dared to tweet that out when people were suffering, families were being notified of their dead loved ones. How insensitive of him to politicize that moment. Yeah. He politicized that moment by saying the train accident that just occurred in DuPont, Washington shows more than ever why our soon-to-be-submitted infrastructure plan must be approved quickly. $7 trillion spent in the Middle East while our roads, bridges, tunnels, railroads, and more crumble, not for long. How insensitive of him to politicize their deaths. Trying to think, when else has that happened? Every time there's a shooting. How dare you be offended at that? I wouldn't have put that out there. I didn't think it was as bad as politicizing the shootings because shootings are particularly graphic. It's not just a loved one has died. It's not just that they have died in a horrific way, something that is likely painful. It's also the terrorizing, not official terrorism, but the terrorizing when a gunman comes in and starts shooting people. That's a whole other level. That's a whole different added stress of the person who has to deal or who's, you know, being shot at or killed. And then the family members to know that that's how they died. That adds a whole other level because there's extra fear that goes with it. So I think this is not as bad, but okay, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have tweeted this out even if I believed in an infrastructure spending plan. I wouldn't have put it out there for another day or so. Maybe reference it a couple days down the road. Go, hey, you know, here's what's going on in Washington. I think some stuff like that, and you could cite some other train accidents that happen every few months or so, it seems like, in America. Say, hey, this is why we need an infrastructure plan. Cool. I'm fine with that. But how dare you people who seconds, not even minutes anymore. The second that you hear that somebody has been shot, that a gunman has busted into a church or a school or some other place and shot somebody, you instantly begin tweeting about gun control, politicizing it. And that's okay, but you're offended at Trump doing this. Where is your consistency? You drive me up the wall. I may disagree with some of your ideas about this stuff, But I cannot take you seriously if you're not going to be consistent about this stuff. By the way, the president's, you know, the Clinton tweets? Oh, Hillary Clinton. There it is. Just a, this is about the mass shooting. This is a walk down memory lane for you. 2 October 2017 at 10:02 in the morning. This is just a couple of hours after the shooting at the Mandalay Bay, or from the Mandalay Bay onto the crowd across the street. Stephen Paddock opens fire, kills 59 people. Hillary Clinton tweets three different times, again within hours. Las Vegas, we're grieving with you, the victims, those who lost loved ones and responders, and all affected by this cold-blooded massacre. The crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. Our grief isn't enough. We can and must put politics aside, stand up to the NRA, and work together to try to stop this from happening again. See, she was putting politics aside by attacking the NRA over a gun control issue, one of the probably top 10 issues that come up between the political left and right. She was above politics. We've got to come together to get beyond it and attack the NRA, which firmly stands on one side of the issue. She was above it all. But Trump, in a much lesser situation, was wrong to politicize the deaths. Come on, guys. By the way, Donald Trump, absolutely wrong about infrastructure spending. I am not willing to spend one more tax cent, not even a dollar, not even a cent. I don't want to spend a hundredth of a cent on any more infrastructure spending. None of it until the budget is balanced. We get spending under control. And then we find out what happened to the last several infrastructure spending bills. Do you remember what they were called? Stimulus? Son of stimulus? TARP? Do you remember all of those? What was the purpose of TARP? The initial purpose of TARP was, number one, to come up with a random big enough number, just pulled directly out of their anus, a large enough number that would shock people and shock the economy back into stability. We were in free fall. The markets were melting down around the globe. And the way to do that was something shocking. Number one, how do we know where the markets were going to go? And after that, we couldn't have then shocked. Let's say it had gone really bad. We couldn't have come up with that same big number. It's here we go, fixing it now. The fact is, TARP was a Republican spending bill because they said it was to shock the markets back. But a lot of that money went to infrastructure, all kinds of infrastructure type projects. That's where it went to. It was a Republican spending bill, almost $1 trillion, $787 billion, if I remember right. And then within months, I think it was 3 months, President Obama gets elected and they push through stimulus. They control the House, the Senate, and the presidency at that point, the Democrats. And they push through stimulus. Almost $1 trillion in, how do they describe it? Infrastructure spending. That's going to get the economy back on track. Put people to work. Much like federal works programs, the 1930s. That's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to put people back to work by creating jobs that don't need to be done. And what happened to the money? It was a Democrat spending bill, meaning the money just went to their cronies and people they support, to solar companies who pissed it away that don't exist now. And by pissed it away, I mean line their own pockets, which is what a lot of the Republican TARP bill did. Democrats came in and said the Republicans got their big spending bill to pay off their supporters and the corporations and entities and organizations that support them at the end of the Bush administration because they were likely going to lose the White House and possibly, as they did, both houses of Congress. So it was one for the road. a big-ass payoff to all of the Republican supporters. And the Democrats came in and said, how dare they do that? We got to pay off our supporters immediately. And who got stuck with the bill? Me and you. We got stuck with $2 additional trillion that didn't do crap to help America. It didn't do anything. It paid off a handful of people. And Democrats outraged that corporations would get a tax break now under Donald Trump. Outraged. They weren't outraged when all of those solar companies and other green energy companies got hundreds of billions of dollars to do nothing. Many of them going insolvent within months after getting the money. It's payback. Then they had Son of Stimulus. Another big stimulus plan. What's infrastructure is what we need. Where's the infrastructure? Show me what you've done. The reason Donald Trump wants an infrastructure project or bill projects is for the same reason. What is Donald Trump's primary business past? Contractor. Builder. He knows how that whole system works. He knows how to move the money around. He's comfortable with it. He's paying back some people he knows, maybe even some of his companies. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's not even putting in his own pocket. He believes that's going to put people back to work. And it may help a little bit as the others, just a touch, put a couple people, create a couple of jobs. At best, they're temporary. And the money gets wasted through many, many levels of bureaucracy. First of all, the federal bureaucracy, and then the state bureaucracies and all of their agencies. So you got all the federal agencies where they disseminate the money, and then all of the state agencies, and then all the local government, and all the business interests. It's just payback. It is the ultimate sleazy enterprise when they say we need a stimulus package that's going to target infrastructure. All it means is they're going to jack up the deficits. They're going to create more debt in order to pay off their friends, and me and you are on the hook for it. It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies, and syrups. Pepper jams that me and my family love. Whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.